time for another Cardinals podcast. And afterwards, head on over to stlsportspage.com for Rob Rains game reports. This edition of the podcast features Cardinals post-game interviews. Now here's Cardinals manager, Mike Shildt.
Well, you know, clearly like to see more consistent strikes, but the stuff's there for sure. He was able to get the ground ball. And, the Cordero bat was a big at bat, you know, pitching around him a little bit, trying to get him chase, higher strikeout guy, took a disciplined at bat, got the, you know, AZ fly ball to center. So, obviously the stuff's there, the weapons are there, you know, you like weapons when guys are on base, you just don't like to put them there. Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, Alex is a guy that's had composure when he came up in 16 and pitched, you know, well here. And clearly, like I alluded to, he's got the pitches to you know, he's got three plus pitches, maybe close to four. So he's got the weapons he can go to, and he's demonstrated that early this year. If he doesn't have something working, go to another pitch. And again, he got a ground ball, and you know, he got a base open and. A guy that can strike out and didn't get him away, but you know, one run there, and then of course the Tatis homer was the big blow.
Sort of conversely from that, just John Brebbia pitching himself into a spot
making important
decisions at the higher level.
Yeah, sure. Brebs is that guy. You know, he's been able to pitch well for us and those strikes, so that's a big bonus too. And he's got the pitches as well.
Do you have a strategy today to kind of get swings early to that guy won in 5 or 6 innings?
Yeah, no, I mean, we go back to the same thing. You know, it's interesting because we want to be aggressive in the strike zone. And we took inventory about that right before Paulie's home run, actually. We were talking about it, and every guy was felt good about the pitches they were getting a swing at. They just weren't putting swings on it that they wanted, but they were getting the pitches to hit. And that's pretty much what hitting is, trying to get a good pitch to hit. And, you know, if you're too passive, you know, people don't like that. But we got our pitches to hit and put some swings on it, just got a little big maybe on him.
What are maybe, in efforts to generate more offense consistently, what are some things the Cardinals can do?
Just put good swings on good pitches. You know, we've got to continue to be better at that, to be honest with you. You know, clearly guys have a plan, just about executing the plan. Yeah, it's important, Jen. I mean, you know, your bullpen's going to be as good as your starters and as the season goes. You know, I appreciate the way Jack got after today. He had a lot of traffic out there and was able to make pitches and keep him out there. But just that pitch count, you know, his stuff was good enough to go longer. His stuff was also good enough to get himself out of some jams as well. So, you know, getting through five, we want and we'll have the starters that will get through the 6th, 7th innings that'll eat the innings up and keep our bullpen fresh. Says a lot, you know. It's pitchabilities, weapons, like I alluded to with Alex. Same deal, you know. When you got a guy with a lot of plus pitches and stuff, you know, you can, you know, you ride the wave a little bit with it. And you know, in Jack's case, it would bear down, make pitches. Alex has demonstrated that in the past as well. And you know, those guys have the pitches to be able to do it, and also the focus to do it.
Is a fun part of that kind of experience to know how to use stuff now to get.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't want to get in trouble. Yeah, it's in both ways, right? I mean, you don't want to put yourself in trouble. It's good you have the weapons to get out of it. But, you know, clearly we don't want to set it up to where we're in trouble. I think that's pretty clear. But, you know, it's part of it. And, you know, guys are making pitches when they need to and didn't make enough in the 7th.
You see a lot of that from young pitchers, though, like guys who, you know, they have it when they need it, when they're in the bottom.
Right.
Yeah,
I think it can be both ways, but you know, you've got and again, you know, we're competing against some good hitters, so it's not like we can't, you know, we'd like to dominate every hitter every inning, but the reality is guys get on base. It could be a number of things. So you know, the guys will be fine, guys like Jack, Alex, they'll get ahead of hitters, start controlling counts better, and which will open their stuff up for them.
What do you see going on with Yadi offensively? I know he had
I don't think so, Mark. You know, Yadi had enough at bats in spring where he was comfortable and You know, he got 2.5 weeks of at bats. So, you know, if you look at the body of work, you know, no one likes to hear you're hitting balls hard or putting the ball in play at people. And but when you look up, and I looked the other day, he had 20 at bats, and I started thinking about kind of mentally going back in his at bats and thinking about how many at bats he'd have where he hit one hoppers or people were lined out to somebody. And really, if he just had a little bit of luck in those, you know, 7 or 8 times he's done that and had 3 or 4 hits, you're saying, oh, he's off to a, you know, relatively normal start from a statistical standpoint. But balls aren't falling, balls aren't falling holes, and I think he's in a good place. If he was, you know, swinging and missing a lot, which he doesn't do, or you know, looking awkward with his timing, I'd be more concerned. But his timing's been good. He just hadn't had much to show for it.
The past couple of games, you switched up to extra for Tyler. Is that mostly defensive?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination. When you get in a certain situation where, you know, you need another pitcher to go out and get the next inning or multiple innings, and it's just a spot in the lineup that has come up and makes some sense. And it puts Tyler in there in the 9-hole, and, you know, if that spot comes back around, you know, he's there and cemented in that spot and do damage. And also, we know we've got competent hitter that can take that at bat in the 6th like Hose did tonight.
In Milwaukee, there were a couple instances with starting pitchers where you wanted to keep them out there and show them the confidence you had in them.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to offense, is that a similar mindset in regards to people's spot in the lineup that you want, even if they're maybe not doing as well as you'd like, you want to keep them in there just to give them confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the sense of urgency to every game and the sense of urgency to how we play the game, but I also appreciate the fact that, you know, if you're 7 games in and you're getting too sideways about guys, I don't think that's a good message, especially when you have confidence in the players that we have. And I'm talking in general. I'm not sure who you're alluding to, but yeah, it's the beginning of the season. We need to, you know, demonstrate and put our group out there. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys with different at-bats, and we've got a talented club that'll be just fine offensively.
When Reyes started getting in trouble, he started warming. I think it was Dakota who was
warming before. So that was probably the call of the game, to be honest with you. You know, we had Cordero up with Alex on the mound, second, third, to base open. And, you know, you got a guy that's susceptible to a strikeout. And you got a guy that can get a strikeout or softer contact in Alex. So we take the at-bat, you know, knowing we got the base, and give Cordero credit. He put together a patient at-bat and got his sac fly. And, you know, at that point, you know, you feel like you don't really need Dak. It's not the place for him. Like the matchup with Alex and Tatis, and he just made a mistake, and, you know, he hurt him. So you would have seen Dakota if, you know, Cordero would have got on. Been a ground ball situation. It's tough to put him on and keep bringing Dakota in. The bases loaded. That's a tough spot.